This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
As the Kentucky venue's properties continue to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, the management's considering some significant renovations. President David Beck says both properties stay quite busy.
The Kentucky International Convention Center downtown Louisville does about 100 to 125 events a year pre-COVID. And at the Kentucky Exposition Center south of town out by the airport, we'll do about 200 events a year. So you're looking at over 300 events between the two properties.
Beck says money has been set aside for two project phases.
General Assembly has made available some dollars for us to upgrade our facilities, infrastructure, as well as actually square footage and facilities to meet the need for tomorrow's exhibitors. And we're looking forward to doing that.
Yet they're still in the planning process at this time.
Over the next few years, I think you'll see major improvements in our property. Our board committee is still working on the plans. We'll be reporting back to the members of the Kentucky General Assembly back in this coming December, giving them an update of where we are in the planning process.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Okay, here's your final question.
It's so exciting.
All right, let's go.
Ready?
Name something Hopkinsville is famous for.
Wheat.
That's correct. In fact, Christian County is the leading wheat-producing county in the state of Kentucky.
Incredible.
With amazing farmers tending over 46,000 acres of farmland, harvesting over 3 million bushels per year.
The batter capital of the world.
From field to fork. Schedule your tour.
It's a real treat.
Visit battercapital.com.
Part of Team Kentucky.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
David Beck with Kentucky Venue says the facilities need to come up to standard for exhibitors.
Some of these facilities are as low as I am. They're still productive. They still work in many cases, but they need to be enhanced and improved, particularly from an efficiency standpoint, and also to meet the expectations of today's exhibitors and what they need.
He adds improvements will be based on the needs of the industry.
We looked at facilities around the country. We've got a good team of people helping do the planning to make sure we do it the right way. It does us no good just to build what we think is needed. We need input from those that utilize it and also benefit from their vision.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragitch.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.